right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Well, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah, it's
a little ill.
Yeah, it's a weird week, too.
It is.
We're leading into Toy Fair.
Right.
All I can think about is Toy Fair. I think about is, what am I going to see at Toy Fair that I haven't already seen from UK Toy Fair?
You know.
That's all I can
think
about.
Well, there's that. I mean, certainly. But you know what I always think during this week?
What?
How am I going to get through Hasbro?
It's an event, really.
Because let me tell you. Hasbro has become a kind of an inside joke for OG and I because we just look at each other and realize, it's mostly OG looking at me going, you're fucked because, you know, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff coming. And you know, for those of you that have been living under a rock, I'm a Star Wars army builder.
Right.
And the head of the Star Wars license at Hasbro is also an army builder. Ergo, he can direct a lot of army building things to be created, and last year was bad.
It was a bad day for you.
Yeah, and I enjoy every second of it. I love it. It's only later on that I'm like, oh wait a minute, I got to get all of it. And in some cases, like four or five of that thing, just a pain.
Well, you know,
and then we have. Do we have like one party on Saturday or two parties on Saturday?
No, we have Saturday is as follows. We have Hasbro for about 13 or 14 hours.
That's what it feels like.
Followed up by what I'm hoping is a meal.
Right.
Followed up by the Geek Girls party.
Uh-huh.
Followed by a nap.
Uh-huh.
Followed by a live broadcast on Sirius XM.
Right. That's it. The Sirius XM experience.
Followed by 3 hours of sleep to get up early to go to the Lego breakfast.
Lego breakfast.
On Sunday morning.
Lego breakfast, 7 a.m.
Yeah, why do they do that to
us? Because Julie hates everyone.
Apparently.
I don't understand why it has to be so early.
Especially because doesn't the floor not open until like 9 or 10?
Yeah, whatever, yeah. I don't know. I asked her. I actually asked her. I'm like, well, we don't have our badges. She's like, you don't need them. And I'm like, I just stop asking questions because I'm like, I want to go. I don't want to.
We should just be grateful we were invited.
Exactly. I don't want to be a pariah. You know, right. I just want to go enjoy the presentation. I mean, be honest, Legos are huge. I mean, the more licenses Lego picks up, the bigger Lego becomes.
And they've got some epic Star Wars related stuff. Did you see the
and Harry Potter,
the Star Wars advent calendar?
Yes.
You know Lego does the advent calendar each year? Uh-huh. Next year they have a Star Wars one.
Really?
Yes.
That's
fantastic.
Interesting. And they do an individual figures. And now, based on the success of their licensed products, they've created some of their own.
Oh, sure. And they have those blind box,
Yeah.
Well, they're not blind box.
Blind
they're
bagged.
Blind bagged.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is
are
a
they
lot
blind
of Lego
bagged?
Stuff. I believe so.
Oh, I'm not sure, even sure. That
yeah, I believe they're. Yeah, because I follow other Lego people.
Oh, yeah.
Who are obsessed with it.
Look,
so.
Before we get too lost in what we're doing,
right?
We should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 219, Aztecas Están Aquí.
You know there's no way I'm going to remember that at the opening of the second segment.
Say it with me. Aztecas Están Aquí.
Aztecas Están Aquí.
There you go.
Well, I remembered it now.
Now
20 minutes from now, no promises are being
made.
You
could do it. And of course, the Aztecas, of course, I will give you the translation. That means Aztecas are here.
Right.
And the Aztecas, of course, are the brand new line of Dunny collectible vinyl figures from Kid Robot.
Correct.
Which we are going to be making a big deal about because we really dig Kid Robot. And as we become more familiarized and immersed in the vinyl designer toy world,
right,
we want to make sure that we're bringing to you, audience member, the news, information, and the passion that we're starting to feel for it.
Sure.
We want to translate all of that to you so that you can check it out for yourself.
And of course, when we get excited about something like this and it's on our minds and we're sharing it with you, we're really sharing it with you because I believe we're giving some away.
We're giving 5 of these Dunnies away today.
That's right.
Now, they're $10 a pop.
That's correct.
We're going to get we'll get into them later on in the second segment tonight. But yeah, we're really, really excited about that. And for those of you listening who have SiriusXM, you can get a bonus chance because we're going to be giving away some of these Azteca Dunnies live this weekend on the SiriusXM experience.
That is correct.
Geek Stuff. So there's that to look forward
to.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
The Super Bowl of commercials.
Yes.
We saw a lot of trailers.
We did.
Some stuck out.
Uh-huh.
Some not so much.
I'll tell you what stuck out more than any of the film trailers.
Sure.
Darth Vader cartoon. A Darth Vader commercial with the little kid.
And if I'm correct, didn't they unmask him? Hasn't he been over the news this week?
Yes, he made the rounds of all the news shows yesterday, in fact, in New York. And in fact, they actually brought him over to the theater where James Earl Jones is doing Driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
And he got to meet James Earl Jones. What's really funny about that is he was saying on one of the news programs that he has never seen Star Wars.
Oh.
So it's
a lot of watching it.
No, I think he may have never seen it before he did the commercial.
Oh, okay.
But then they showed it to him, and then or in the interim he's seen it or something like that.
Right, right.
But in any case, he got to meet James Earl Jones, which is like, man, I like to meet James Earl Jones. Shoot.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's the only Darth Vader I've never met. Oh wait, no, I didn't.
No.
Close. I almost did.
Close.
Jerk.
Well, no, wait. You've met David Prowse.
That's it.
Have you met Sebastian Shaw? Does
no.
he not count as a Darth Vader? He only counts
he does.
As an Anakin?
No, he has to count as a Vader. Vader and Anakin, same person.
Right.
So therefore, no, I've never met him because he's dead.
Right.
And I never met Hayden Christensen because he blew off his XM appearance this week. So Or whatever happened. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but
whatever it was.
Whatever it was, it didn't happen, right.
All right.
And I think that's I met Jake Lloyd. So that one
okay,
that
so
one
you
counts.
Got him knocked out.
I got 2.
Nice.
Yep. Except I got I do have a Jake Lloyd figure.
Who does the voice on Clone Wars? Does that count? Does voice work count?
It should count, shouldn't it? I met that cat, but I didn't like get a picture with him. I didn't get him to sign anything, unfortunately. I met him at Celebration.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then there were a bunch of trailers we saw.
There were.
Captain America, I think, has to be said is first and foremost on that list.
As the one that stood out pretty strongly, absolutely.
How do we feel about it?
I'm more excited than I was before I saw it.
Right, and I thought about that since Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I've come up with the conclusion that if you're starving and somebody gives you a cracker,
right,
that's the best cracker you ever ate.
Word.
So when we're starving for Captain America imagery,
right,
somebody gives us a little bit of it, we don't care. We got a little bit of it. I took a second and third look in days that followed.
Right.
And I'm not so sure.
Really? Because I've watched it a couple times myself and looked at all the screen caps and all that stuff.
Now, the poster
looks fantastic.
Is amazing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. In fact, if you go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and check out the gallery for this episode 219, you can see that poster. It's amazing. Of course, if you're listening to us on your
iPod.
iPod, iPad, iPod Touch,
iPhone,
iPhone, QuickTime,
via QuickTime,
iTunes,
anything that'll play an M4A.
Yes, anything that plays an M4A and shows pictures. You can see some of the images or images of some of the things that we're talking about right as we talk about them, which is very interesting. So yeah, that's a technology we enjoy, and you can check that out. The poster is amazing. I have to say, after viewing the trailer a couple more times, I'm not there yet.
Why? Maybe should I say why? What I liked about it, and then you can rebut it, or
sure.
Or do you want to go into what you disliked about it?
No, go ahead.
I thought Chris Evans post serum looks great.
Yeah, but
skinny, creepy looking.
Yeah,
Soldier Boy Chris Evans looks great.
Pre serum, I liked him a lot. Post serum, he looked like he was swollen.
Oh, I didn't think so. I thought he looked pretty muscular.
Okay, what else
I mean,
did
I didn't
you
think
like?
He looked. He didn't look over the top superhero muscular. Thought he looked realistic muscular.
He looked like Jack LaLanne in the 50s muscular, like just big, but no definition, not a lot of definition.
All
I
right.
think is where I was going with that.
Okay,
which is fine, I guess. I don't know. What else did you like?
I thought the unmasking of Red Skull. I thought the looked great, and then when I looked at the screen caps, looked amazing.
The fact that they put that in the commercial, I thought was very interesting. I didn't think that they would, but they did. And yeah, he does look pretty good. But again, it's gonna take more than a 3-second thing for me to feel out that character.
No, but I'll be honest with you. Just from the looks alone. I don't think we can get a real feel for the movie based on that teaser.
Right.
That wasn't even a trailer. It was a teaser. I don't think we can get a real feel for the movie, mm-hmm. but we can get a feel for visualization.
Right.
And I think visually everything looked really good. I was concerned that Red Skull was going to look hokey.
Right.
And he doesn't. I've looked at the screen caps a dozen times. He looks good under that mask.
Well, I'm concerned I don't know. Concern is the right word. I noticed in two different scenes that he was walking around with a group of differently raced men, or differently, you know, there was like an Asian looking fella and a different kind of looking fella, and it was walking around with this group, and one of them was absolutely Dum Dum Duggan.
Yes.
Absolutely 100% Dum Dum Duggan in at least two scenes that I saw.
Right.
So I'm a little concerned as to what all that means.
Okay.
I don't have any answers there. I'm just concerned.
Okay.
What
about it concerned you? I mean, I'm not overly familiar with Dum Dum Duggan. I mean, I know the
character's
name.
Well, he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, but was he not, is it too early for him? Is that the problem?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know what they're going to do there, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Okay.
It's those sort of concerns and the whole, you know, I don't know. There was just something about the sequences that didn't seem finished or correct to me, too, like the action sequences.
I liked the shield. I thought the shield looked good.
Yeah, but I'm going to need to see more, I think.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I liked about the shield. I kind of liked that they showed the unpainted shield.
Right.
Like, I like that. I like that there appears to be a progression. And we've seen those photos. If you remember those photos from EW, however many months back, we know that at some point he's got the other shield too.
Yeah, that's I think
the Templar shield.
Yeah, I think what we heard about that is that shield actually gets shot up.
Right.
And they decide that is not, he decides he can't use this shield. You know, he needs like something that is bulletproof or something, and that
adamantium?
Other shield wasn't. Yes.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't know, I liked it.
And some of the other trailers we saw, of course, we saw another Thor trailer, which everybody was kind of meh.
I didn't
about.
Hate it, but it was nothing. Like,
the
it
best
didn't
part
do
about
anything.
It, the best part about it was they showed more Destroyer.
Yes,
which
in
is,
action.
Right, which is the Asgard suit of armor that's sort of alive. That
right.
I think is the big villain in that film, or one of them, or something. Some sort of protagonist.
Right.
Or antagonist, I guess that would be. Whatever it is, they showed more of it, and it was good. That was about the extent of what I took away from that trailer. We saw Super 8.
We did see Super 8, which
was J.J. Abrams,
right.
Produced by Spielberg.
Right. And I have some info on Super 8.
You know what it looked to me like? It looked to me like another Cloverfield movie.
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you a quick plot synopsis. But it's set in Ohio 1979 and introduces a troupe of six youngsters who are using a Super 8 camera to make their own zombie movie. One fateful night, their project takes them to a lonely stretch of rural railroad tracks, and as the camera rolls, calamity strikes. A truck collides with an oncoming locomotive, and a hellacious derailment fills the night with screaming metal and raining fire. Then something emerges from the wreckage, something decidedly inhuman. So yeah, I mean it's definitely a alien monster
right.
movie in the vein of J.J. Abrams
set in
world.
1979.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
You know, I like Abrams. I don't think I've not liked anything that he's touched.
Okay.
So, you know, I thought the trailer was good. I thought it left a lot of questions, but that's to be expected. I certainly wasn't disappointed by it, but I wasn't moved to, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing either. It
right.
piqued my curiosity, and I want to see
it.
More.
That's enough.
But I think it did its job.
Sure.
We saw trailers for Rango and Rio, the two animated films this year. And I was surprised because what was surprisingly missing in the animated world was a Cars trailer, because I'm pretty positive Disney has one out there, but maybe because there's not a new one, there was none there. But so that was missing. We didn't see a Green Lantern trailer, which I was kind of surprised
about. Yeah, I was
about.
Really surprised about that, too.
We saw a new Cowboys and Aliens,
uh-huh.
which looked good.
Right.
A little bit more of the alien-ness
right.
in that trailer looked really solid. Again, I think that movie's going to be stellar. I don't think that one's
yeah.
going to fail.
Yeah.
We saw Pirates 4.
Right.
More Blackbeard.
Yeah.
which
was
good. The point of that trailer, I think, was
yeah.
to really kind of firmly place him there.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff that we had already seen sprinkled with some new stuff.
Right.
But the new stuff was good.
And I think what's really becoming apparent in that Pirates movie is that they've really gotten rid of the dead weight. Getting rid of
Orlando
Bloom and Keira Knightley, which is a shame
Keira
because
Knightley is not dead weight, sir. Her story, man.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, where she started out and where she ended up. Don't get me wrong. It was a lovely love story.
Uh-huh.
It became kind of boo by the third movie.
Gotcha.
So I think the non-inclusion of those characters was a good thing. We also saw a Transformers trailer,
ugh.
Which I liked. I thought it looked good. I
it
think
looks like every one of the rest of
everybody
them.
Online that I saw over the couple of days post Super Bowl said that the CGI looked really amazing. It looked really outstanding, which is, you know, that's what you expect from.
And
Michael
there's
Bay.
A new hot girl in there, right? No
yeah,
more,
well, because Megan Fox isn't in it, and I forget the new girl's name. It's I don't know some supermodel. That's
Kagan Lox.
Sure. So yeah, I think that was it. I mean, I think that was the bulk of our commercials.
I think so.
Kung Fu Panda 2.
I mean, yeah, Kung Fu Panda 2 is in there also. There was a bunch of really funny other commercials. The one with Roseanne Barr.
Oh, she gets hit with
hit with the log.
That was the Snickers commercial, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, that one was really funny.
It was her and what's his name was in the front part of that commercial.
Yeah,
Richard Lewis.
Yes.
And yes. That was a very funny commercial.
That was
your knocking older celebrity down
right,
commercial
exactly.
for this year, which I guess Snickers is just going to keep doing that.
That's
I like those
I like
Snickers.
Those commercials. I think they're pretty
yeah,
funny.
The Aretha Franklin one also was very funny.
Diva in the car, right?
Uh-huh. Somebody said on Twitter about Adrian Brody.
Was just dumb.
The funniest, if it was for Stella, right? Beer?
Yes.
The funniest comment I heard from Twitter was, Adrian Brody is the poor man's Adrian Brody. Which I thought was very funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, but that was about it for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, a Tron-inspired halftime show.
Yeah, what was that?
Outside of that, we don't have to say anything. What was it? We had some friends over here
right.
at Studio A watching the Super Bowl, and I believe it was E-Rock that said, was it Will I Am looked like Wyclef Tron?
Yeah, was that it.
Was that his quote? So
very
that,
funny
That was
stuff.
Very funny. All right, moving away from the Super Bowl and into a handful of other stories before we wrap up segment one tonight. How about Avengers confirms Kobe Smulders as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Now, she is Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Right. Now, I have to ask this question.
Okay.
Are they doing a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie?
No. She's going to be in the Avengers movie.
Okay.
I mean, she's a new character. You know, she's not based on anybody. Apparently, she signed a multi-picture deal. So once we see her, we'll see her in everything from here on out.
Of course.
And, you know, I think there was some ideas as to what her character was gonna do. She plays character Maria Hill, sidekick to Nick Fury, whatever. A woman known for her aggressive tactics, including the blackmail of certain superheroes to get them to cooperate in the Avengers initiative. Now, I hate that as a plot device. I just want to say. I mean, I guess it's not
so out
of...
We don't know what it means yet.
No, I know, but I should say... Just on what it sounds like, to me it sounds like there are people who don't really want to join the Avengers initiative, which I guess makes sense. But the idea of blackmailing them into join, I don't know, something about that just seems so...
We just have to wait and see how that plays
out. Yeah, obviously. I'm being a...
I mean, it could be a funny plot device also. You know, it could be she had some sort of...
Tryst,
you know,
with Thor?
Kinky, weird sex with Hawkeye.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's pictures. And if he doesn't join, you know, I mean, it could be anything.
It could be. I'm being a geek mudgeon. I apologize.
You're a geek mudgeon.
All right. Nathan Fillion, getting to fulfill all of our geekly needs, is voicing Green Lantern in DC's Emerald Knights.
Yeah, they dropped the ball there.
Why?
Not casting him in the movie.
I don't know. I think Ryan Reynolds is still a good casting choice. I just think a lot of people wanted to see Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, well.
But you know what, though? Those DC animated movies, man.
They're good as hell.
They're good. They're strong.
And he's a decent choice for that as well. So, yeah, that could be really good.
You know, and he could definitely be a good, strong voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's such a negative thing.
Right. Hey, I have just a quick thing here, OG.
Oh, all right.
After more than half a century, over 50 years... DC Comics is stepping away from the Comics Code Authority seal, which regulates what can be in comics, and they are going to actually implement their own rating system. Vertigo Books will not carry a rating because all of them are considered
all of them are MA.
They're all for mature audiences.
Right.
The new ratings are E for everyone.
Right.
That's, you know, clearly, you know, for all ages. Teen.
Okay.
Is T.
Right.
That's appropriate for 12 and older. It may contain mild violence, language, and suggestive themes.
All right.
Like holding hands. And then there's T plus, which is 16 and older. May contain moderate violence, mild profanity, graphic imagery, and or suggested themes. So that's teen plus. Then there's mature.
Right.
That's M. That's appropriate for readers of age 18 and older. May contain intense violence, extensive profanity, nudity, sexual themes, and other content suitable for older readers. So they don't have an exact time when this is going to go into play, but one assumes it's going to be soon.
It sounds like they're mimicking the video game codes.
Kinda. Yeah, you know? A little bit. Yeah.
I don't think this is such a bad thing. I think that the comics code, as a general rule of thumb, has been long, 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 long outdated. I think that a rating system is appropriate because I think that what it does is it allows DC to continue to produce the books with the content that they want. It takes some of the pressure and responsibility off of comic book stores for being held liable for selling what parents may consider inappropriate to readers. You know, with a rating system, they can really make judgment calls a little bit easier. And I think it's a natural progression. I don't really see any negative to it. Let's say that it's just kind of
right,
just kind of a natural progression of the comics code, really.
Right.
So
yeah, it's enough, I think. Now it's been, you know, it's been long enough with that code. It's time to update.
Right.
And with that, I guess let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 219, Aztecas Están Aquí.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
We're the Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Fred Decker, director of the Monster Squad.
This is Duncan Regaer, Dracula from Monster Squad.
This is Tom Noonan, plays Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
This is Tom Woodruff, Gillman from Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Andre Gower, Sean Crenshaw from the Monster Squad.
This is Ashley Bank, Phoebe from Monster Squad.
This is Ryan Lambert, I'm Rudy from the Monster Squad, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wolfman's got nards! From the mouth of babes comes dynamite.
The Monster Squad's gonna groove tonight. And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast, episode 219, Aztecas Están Aquí.
See?
Nice. You got it. I had practice. I was like saying it over and over and over during the break.
Uh-huh.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
DVDs this week.
Yes.
No, there's not really any.
None.
I mean.
Really? Nothing?
No, not really. Paranormal Activity 2?
Nah.
The I Spit on Your Grave remake?
Nah. Well, it's be hard to beat the original.
Yeah. Well,
there we I don't go. Know. I don't know. I may check that one out if it's streaming.
I will say that the I Spit on Your Grave original is re-released this week on Blu-ray.
Oh, well.
So if you are a fan of the original.
Well, there you go. You didn't say that. Is it unrated?
I believe it is the unrated, I think. Yeah. Uncle Buck out on Blu-ray this week.
Does Uncle Buck qualify for Blu-ray?
Are you seeing where we're going with this?
Yeah, nowhere. Got it.
Space Jam. Re-released out on DVD.
Okay.
How about the Superhero Squad show? Quest for the Infinity Sword, Volume 3.
What's the Superhero Squad
That's show? The Marvel Superhero Squad.
Oh, is that like the little,
that
kitty,
little kitty one?
One,
yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, really, it's a weak week.
So nothing.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics. Thank goodness we have some of those
right
to check out this week. OG, I'm going to start right off with some of your favorites. Green Hornet, number 13. Continuing the story. Well, it's actually, I guess technically it would be a new chapter. Written by Phil Hester, pencils by Jonathan Lau, cover by Alex Ross. I mean, these are all good things. Kevin Smith's name, as we talked about last week on the show, Kevin Smith's name has been pulled off of the book. And that's fine because he's no longer working on it, but Phil Hester is, so it's appropriate. Nice Alex Ross cover, by the way.
Right.
And yeah, check it out. Green Hornet, number 13. The clock is ticking, I think, on Green Hornet.
Tick, tick.
Even though they just announced another Green Hornet title. It's actually kind of a sequel to the film. It kind of picks up where the film left off.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think they're doomed. So
grasping at straws, yeah, is what it sounds like to me.
Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 8, OG. This reprints the Hellnit Publishing's Green Hornet comics number 5 and 6 from 1940. And this is your superhero comic book history, sir. The Green Hornet reprints. They're in full color. They're really nicely done, I think. It's kind of old school coloring, though. You know what I mean? None of the modern day sort of coloring. It's just everything is, you know, like the house is yellow, therefore the whole house is yellow. The guy wears a blue suit, the whole suit is blue, and it's just that one color blue, you know? It's nice, but it does take you back a little bit. So check that out. That's Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 8. And finally, from Dynamite. It's the Buck Rogers Annual number 1. So that great Buck Rogers series that they've been doing, they produced this annual, and written by Matt Brady and Troy Brownfield, illustrated by Carlos Rafael. I actually got the Steven Sadowski cover, which I thought was really superior. And terrific Buck Rogers stuff. Again, classic character, lovely updating by the folks over at Dynamite. So check that out. Buck Rogers Annual number 1. We have Black Panther from Marvel. Black Panther, The Man Without Fear, number 515.
Oh, I was like, why did you buy that? Right, Man Without Fear. I forgot he was the new Daredevil.
Yes, this is the Daredevil replacement person.
Forgot he was the new blind white guy.
Yeah, we were talking about this at the shop today, by the way. And Hell's Kitchen, as portrayed in the Marvel Universe,
yes,
is not the Hell's Kitchen portrayed in real life. Because Hell's Kitchen is not the low rent district where all this crime happens anymore. It's you can't even afford to live in Hell's Kitchen anymore. It's all coffee shops and rent, high rent apartments these days. It's just not reality. They really need to update this particular part of the Marvel Universe, I think, to be more realistic, because I certainly think they're missing the boat here entirely. On where this place is and that it needs a protector, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And then of course to bring in, exiled King of Wakanda, the Black Panther, T'Challa in there rather than the 100 other characters that float around that area, like Moon Knight, to take over the book while they bring back to life Matt Murdock. I mean, this book doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I'm sad to say that I think they're doing more harm than good to the Daredevil book by putting Black Panther in it and all these other things that they're doing. But who knows? Maybe Matt Murdock will make a deal with God and everything will, no one will remember any of this. And, he'll have his old life back. And I'm mocking Spider-Man. You're not even saying anything.
I'm just... You know, I should say that I was thinking about reading Spider-Man again.
Oh, wow.
Something about the new issue of Amazing that came out today, which I haven't picked up yet. But something about it, someone was talking about it online, and I was like, I want to buy it.
Why would you not just rob it off the internet like you do most things?
Well, that's...
Criminal.
Well, when I say buy, it's like in quotes.
Buy.
Procure.
That's better.
Obtain.
This is a trade we're proposing this week for you to check out, but it's not really a trade. It is more an art book. And it's Voltron United and Drawn, edited by Stephen Frank and Jeremy Corey. And I believe I'm just checking this to make sure that I'm accurate. I believe that the introduction is by William Catt. Yes, it is. William Catt, of course.
Why?
From the greatest American hero.
No, I know who he is. Why?
I have no idea.
Why?
You have to ask the people at Moonstone, who I think are responsible for this book. Moonstone.
Did he do a voice in like the American version?
No idea.
He just seems like a weird choice.
Well, let's talk about the book. It's by Moonstone, Fivefinity Productions, and WEP, which is World Events Productions. Took three companies to bring this book together. And it's essentially brand new original artwork from 135 artists, all giving us their interpretations. Think Star Wars Visions, but Voltron. Oh, okay. And in addition to that, they have some product shots from the 80s, like the Bop Bag and the Commander set. A lot of the products are pictured in here from the 80s. It's very, very cool. Lots of terrific art from some really, really terrific artists. And there's like a bazillion of them in here, 135 different pieces. Going to run you $29.95, which is great for, 135 artists' renditions of these classic characters from some of your youths or some of your, rentable people who rented it and so on and so forth. There's some text, other product shots, as I mentioned. I think it's a great value for the Voltron fan. So check it out at Voltron.com, where you can see more about it over there. Yeah, so that's comics.
You know, we don't have a an official video game segment on this show, but I did want to bring up one bit of video game related news before we move on to our Kid Robot Dunny portion of the show.
Okay.
Nintendo has confirmed, along with Activision, that they are canning Guitar Hero. They're done with Guitar Hero.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think that it's being very. I don't think it's been very profitable for them.
Oh.
I think that Rock Band has kind of taken over and kicked ass. You know, the new Rock Band came out, had the keyboard.
Right, yeah.
The keytar.
Yeah.
I guess Guitar Hero just couldn't compete. And
wow.
And Activision is focusing on other things, and there will be no more Guitar Hero.
Well, that's the end of an era, I would
say. It is the end of a short era, but an era nonetheless.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
All right.
Product. Well, we're only going to talk about one, so...
Well, we're going to talk about Kid Robot. We have like a little thing to talk about in addition to the Dunnies. I
okay, why don't we talk about that first?
The little thing first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm normally not into... Let me preface this by saying, I'm not a zipper pull guy.
Right.
I normally throw them away.
So what is a zipper pull?
It is... It's on like a... it's a piece of whatever. I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
A toy, a button... it could be a USB drive, it could be anything,
right,
on a key ring, and it's meant to, you put it on like
you
the
hook
zipper
it in
of
your zipper of your hoodie,
or your con bag,
right,
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's, it's like a
decorative,
it's like
piece.
Decorative, it's like a cell phone charm.
Tchotchke.
You know what I mean? I'm not into cell phone charms either. That being said, Kid Robot has this alphabet zipper pull keychain collection that they put out,
right?
And, they it's like each letter of the alphabet is represented by a little
something.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are kind of cute, and some of them are kind of
eh.
I happened to get one, and I think I got the coolest one in the line.
Oh, you got lucky. What is it?
It's X.
X.
Which is, in this case, it's for X-ray, I believe. And it's like a little X that has an X-ray of the X on it.
Oh, that's interesting.
You could kind of see like the bones of the X through it.
That's pretty funny.
Just as like, I don't know. I'm not into zipper pulls. I'll probably put it on my con bag, but I thought it was kind of interesting. I know Kid Robot does a lot of zipper pull type things. So, just thought I would mention it. But the real meat and potatoes of the Kid Robot conversation.
The latest in the collectible, are they 3-inch?
Yes.
3-inch Dunnies. We'll call them 3-inch. We're not sure if they're exactly 3-inch. Has come out, and this is the Azteca 2 line, correct?
That is correct.
And these are inspired, or rather created by Latino artists. I think all of them, right?
They're all Latino artists. Again, the series 1 I think came out 3 or 4 years ago. There are 17 confirmed ones in the line.
Right.
With at least one, two,
we got,
three. There's at least 3 or 4 colorways or
variants.
Or variants.
Right.
Unannounced. There.
Unannounced variants.
Yeah. Well, one of them is sort of announced. It's the question mark, question mark. All right, let's take a step to the side.
Okay.
This is a blind box series.
Right. What does that mean?
So when you purchase one of these,
you don't know which one you're
getting.
Right. On the box.
Right. They have all of the known designs. And underneath them, there is a ratio. One of 50.
Right.
Two of 25.
Right.
And, you know, so the you know, for every 25 you pull, you should get two of this one. That's
right.
The ratio. When you buy a case of these, you're not guaranteed a full set. It doesn't work that way.
No.
So it's random. You could, in theory, get in a case of all of the same thing, I suppose.
Right.
Although I'm thinking there's probably some way that they avoid that.
Right.
But that's a possibility.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the designs in almost every wave, sometimes there's two, there's like a blacked out question mark of question mark.
Right. A one they don't show you and they don't tell you what the ratio is.
Right. It's a chaser.
Uh-huh.
It's normally not the rarest piece in the line.
Okay.
But it certainly is considered rare.
Now, we know that the rarest piece in this line is from Jesse Hernandez.
That is correct.
And that was a one of 200.
That is also correct.
Right.
And
actually,
Jesse Hernandez also did the, we should just say, he did the design work for the box, the packaging.
Oh, okay.
Design work for the box.
Right.
So.
And we should say also, or we may have mentioned, I went to the release party at the Kid Robot store in Manhattan.
Correct.
For these. And I actually saw Jesse Hernandez get pulled there.
They pulled at least two or three that I heard of.
Oh, yeah?
In that store, which is pretty
okay.
Unheard of.
Right.
Like, that's not a common thing to happen. But, yeah, that's the ultra rare in that line.
Okay.
I think the ultra rare in the 2010 line was the Techno Viking.
I don't remember that one.
Have you ever seen the Techno Viking YouTube video?
No.
You have to.
You don't share these things with me.
I'll have to show it.
Will you link it on the website?
I will. It's an online phenomenon.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, in this line, Jesse Hernandez is the ultra rare, the one of 200.
Right.
And the design work on it is stellar. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
Of
course, you can see the ones we're talking about tonight over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com in the photo gallery for episode 219.
Yeah, we'll post a nice little checklist with all of them, the ratios, the artist underneath.
Oh, yeah. Do we have something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. Let's do that. Yeah. Excellent. And, we should say, now we've dug many of the designs in this series. Now, we were fortunate enough to get a couple of these to open up and check out. And just to reiterate, the whole vinyl movement in this case is the basic form of the figure is sort of this little bunny shape.
Right.
Right? Kind of a head, little body, arms, it's got feet, and it's got like the ears sticking up.
Right.
So they would take that form, and then these artists design what that form is going to look like.
Correct.
And that's how you get all these different
right.
ones.
So
correct.
Right, the, yeah, right. This the Dunnies are a platform toy. Is the
platform
is the
toy
technical?
Is that what
term.
It is?
Yes,
okay,
it's a platform,
platform toy. Okay,
because it's a single platform.
Gotcha.
Anyway, with one exception, or actually, I should say, with two exceptions in this line, it's all the general Dunny shape. But one thing that Kid Robot's done in the last couple lines now, almost everybody I know that is either a Dunny collector, knows Dunnies, whether you like them or don't, one thing that's really stood out is that they've become a lot more fluid with the interpretation of the platform.
Loose.
Yes.
Fluid would be the opposite.
What? I thought
fluid would
be like
it's
loose.
It's fluid.
Oh, okay.
It kind of goes, you know.
Oh. I thought fluid was like loose and moving and movement. In this particular, in the last line, there were a couple that broke that basic shape.
Right.
And in this one, there are at least two as well. There's the Marka 27, which Marka was actually at the Kid Robot event in New York City.
I met him.
Yeah, he had some posters that he was signing.
Yep.
He was signing the figure for people that
he
night.
He did some sketches also, which was a thing I never even thought. Here I am, a sketch collector of comic book guys. I never even thought about getting sketches from these guys. But even better than getting sketches from these guys in a book, you had other guys who bought like blank, like 8-inch or 5-inch pieces that are just all white and had these guys do some sort of design work on them.
Yeah, all sorts of platform toys have their like do it yourselves,
right?
Do your do DIY. The Kid Robot ones are the monies. There's like three or four, and I think they actually have Dunny blanks as well. But
right.
The monies are pretty common, and you'll see people sketching on those a lot.
Right? I mean, yeah, I noticed that too. That's a terrific idea too. I don't know which of those ideas I'm going to adopt yet into my collecting of these.
I like that idea. I think though that because of the nature of some of these events, you know, I think certain times will be easier to get something sketched on a toy versus getting a sketch in a sketchbook. But that's like any kind of sketch that you get.
Right.
Sometimes you get a headshot. Sometimes you get a 2-page spread.
Yep.
It's the way it works.
I know.
So yeah, the Marka piece deviates from the generic shape.
Right.
It's a mini god.
Like an Aztec god.
Right. It's a mini god, and it's like a stereo.
Yeah. Very, very, very strange.
And I don't think it was Kid Robot that produced these, but someone actually did Marka mini god stereos. They were like 8 or 10 inches. They were big, and they
right.
were iPod docks. You plugged it in, and they actually were functioning
right.
stereos.
He actually had one there.
Oh, did he really?
I think it was like Buddha.
Oh, they're awesome. I really want one of those.
Yeah, those are cool.
The other one that deviates from the basic design this time around would be the Beast Brothers.
Right. Yeah, one of them was actually there that night. Now,
right.
is there two of them?
I believe, yes.
I don't know how that works. Well, one assumes that there are two of them because it's the Beast Brothers.
Yes, I'm pretty positive there are two of them.
But I met one of them.
Right.
He was nice.
Yes. And we should say that question mark of question mark, that was one of their pieces. They have two pieces in this line.
Right.
It's the stone god.
Yeah, it looks like
guy.
A stone, sort of like a stone statue.
Right.
And then there's a yellow version.
Which is the golden.
Right. Of version
the golden god.
Of the stone one.
We should also say that the Marka had a color variant too. If you bought a full case.
Right. If you bought a full case. You actually got the Marka color variant, which was like a red and pink kind of one, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there are some really, really great designs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, just to name a few, the Volkswagen Bug Taxi
right.
is really good.
Uh-huh.
The Monster Pinata
yeah.
is really, really a cool design.
Is it a pinata?
I believe it's supposed to be a pinata, yes.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that.
The
okay.
skull-faced
guy?
Yeah. What is it?
I like that
Bandit?
One.
Bandit?
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
he's got like
that.
The bandolier with the bullets.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's a really cool one. I mean, there's just some great
the
ones.
The mariachis.
The avocado.
Uh-huh. The mariachi ones are great because they have accessories. Like they come with a hat and little trumpets.
Right, exactly.
Right? So those are cool.
And weren't you planning on doing something with one of those mariachis?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not telling anybody what I'm doing with anything.
Oh, it's
people
it's,
gonna
is
steal
it,
my ideas.
Is it a big secret?
Yeah, it's gonna be a custom that I will do, and maybe go up for sale.
The Frida one.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that's a very famous Mexican artist, Frida.
Right.
I don't remember what her name is.
Right.
There was a movie about her. Wasn't Selma Hayek?
Hayek, yeah. Played her, I think.
Played her. They've done one based on her. I mean, it makes sense. These are, you know, Latino artists.
Oh, sure.
And she was a Latino artist. So, you know, I can see where they would want to do that one.
Either way, you could go over to kidrobot.com.
Right.
You could check these out. They have them. They have them for sale over there if you want to pick them up. Plus, you can pick them up at your local, you know, your local store. Urban Outfitters sells them. Our friends over at My Plastic Heart.
Uh-huh.
They sell them over
yes,
there.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, they're out there. You can
get definitely them. Check them out, pick them up. And
again, like we mentioned earlier in the show, we're actually giving some away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be random.
Uh-huh.
We're going to say send us an email at bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
Right. We have 5 of these to give away.
Right. Just say, I want a dunny
uh-huh.
as the subject.
That's fine.
And your name and shipping information in the body of the email.
Right. And we'll pick 5 random entries.
And in a week or two, if you have a dunny in the mailbox, then you know you've won.
That's how you'll know. And we'll give 5 of those away. Now these are where they retail for about $10.
Blind box product, blind box price.
That's
you're
true.
We're picking at random. They'll show up or they won't.
Hey, you could get a Jesse Hernandez, which that's big money.
And if you do, I'll hunt you down and kill you and steal it.
That'll be your fault for having sent that one out, sir. There is really no way to tell which one is which one in the box.
I will say, though, that at one of the local stores that I picked them up, I was having a conversation with the retailer, and he was telling me there's a guy that comes in to the store with a scale and weighs each box.
Really?
Because apparently, I guess maybe depending on the accessory or a variation in the sculpt, you could actually tell certain ones.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
And that's what I said. I said to the guy, I said, look, I'm a pretty big Dunny collector.
Right.
I've got a pretty decent collection. It's not huge, but it's decent.
Right.
It's respectable. And I would never do that. I can't tell you how many doubles I've pulled.
Dragging a scale around to make sure.
I've customized one or two. I've given them to other artists when they need them as fodder. I mean, you know, you do something with them, but
the
scale, a bit excessive.
That is nuts.
A little kooky.
Well, there you go. That's the first round of Dunnies that we're doing, that we're talking about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're going to be talking about a lot of Kid Robot stuff in the coming weeks and months, and we really want you guys to check it out because it's really interesting stuff. It's different. It's toys, but it's different. It's got an artist angle that's different. You know, I think it's really exciting.
We should say that if you're not into these, for some reason you're not a Dunny fan, I mean, you know, I may question your taste and, you know, your intellect, but let's say you're not, Kid Robot does some great licensed product too.
Absolutely.
I mean, Simpsons and Futurama stand out.
Family Guy,
the Family Guy's
has
coming
just
up.
Been announced. Yep, we'll they be talking did, about those.
Did they do the Where the Wild Things Are?
Don't remember.
But they've got some licensed stuff too, and you know, so there's a little.
Yeah.
A little something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Apparel.
There's plenty out there.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, yeah, we'll definitely be talking more about them in the future.
And with that, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with a wrap-up. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 219, Aztecas Están Aquí.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group, they do that show, there's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Ooh, the lolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
I love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7, and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 219, Aztecas Están Aquí.
Good, two in
nice.
A row.
Yeah.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
The Super Bowl trailers. Cap, Thor, Rango, Rio, Pirates, Transformers, Super 8, etc. We talked a little bit about the Avengers movie and some more casting rumors, a new person added to the team. We also talked about Nathan Fillion being cast as the voice of the Green Lantern in the upcoming Emerald Knights DC animated series.
Do we know which Green Lantern he is in that? Is he Kyle Rayner or is he Hal Jordan?
Okay. Hal Jordan.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's doing Hal.
Okay. We also talked about DC Comics stepping away from the Comics Code after a bazillion years and coming up with their own rating system. So that's very exciting for them.
In DVDs this week, none.
Yeah, nothing really
moving
worth
on.
Talking about. Uncle Buck on
I
Blu-ray.
I Spit in Your Grave, the original on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
In comics this week, we talked about a few books from Dynamite Entertainment, Buck Rogers Annual number 1, the Golden Age Green Hornet Remastered number 8, Green Hornet number 13, and we also recommended Voltron United and Drawn, a collection of Voltron art, 135 different artists working on that oversized hardcover, so check that out.
In product tonight, we talked all about Kid Robot. Don't forget, you can go over to kidrobot.com to check out everything we talked about there. But in particular, we talked about the Azteca Series 2 line of platform art toys that Kid Robot put out.
Uh-huh.
Some really fantastic pieces in this line. Definitely worth your while checking out. A couple of you lucky listeners are going to win one for your personal collection.
Yep, we got 5 to give away. Just drop an email to bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com. Say, I want a dunny. And if you're one of the 5 randomly selected people chosen, then you'll receive one of these fine dunnies. You might start yourself off on a brand new hobby.
The dangerous dark road. I welcome all of you to embrace it.
If they're not you, sir, they won't be obsessed.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have tons of stuff going on. Studio V's over there, and I had a conversation with Production Tim.
I know,
and,
it's Super Bowl.
I think we're going to get back into Studio V and get some more of those filmed probably in
nice.
The next couple months, so those will be coming down the pipeline again soon.
Uh-huh.
Also, don't forget, you can check out all of our episodes over there. You can check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Over at Twitter, @BKGeekStuff, and myself, I'm over there too, @GeekStuffOG. And am I missing anything?
We have a contest ending next week.
We do. Our Facebook contest is ending next week. So go over to the.
Is that for the
page.
Digital camera?
That is for the digital camera.
Oh, right.
The prize. Go over there. There's already a couple entries in there. It's a simple one. You just got to post something.
Uh huh.
You'll see the post over on our Facebook page.
Right.
Become a friend, like the page. Post something in the post.
That's right.
For
you
the
have
camera.
To like the page. Don't forget
and,
that.
You know.
And the other thing we'd like to say during this time of year, of course, is that if you like the show, tell a friend, tell 2 friends, tell 10 friends to check us out over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where they can get the podcast each and every week, or they can check us out, and or they can check us out on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM Experience, Sirius 197 XM 202, The Virus.
And obviously, don't forget, in the coming weeks, Toy Fair.
Oh, yeah. That's
that
not
it.
Coming weeks. That's like days away at this point.
Well, I mean, for the podcast audience, it will be the coming weeks.
That's true.
It's going to be probably 3 or 4 episodes peppered in with
Man,
a little bit of Toy Fair news each episode.
You know what? I had just gotten it out of my head, too. I was just like, nothing to worry about. And then Toy Fair.
Well, that's what
now
happens.
Now I got to sweat again.
Like a disease.
Yeah, it's true. It is like a disease. They have a show on A&E about it. It's called Hoarders.
Yes, I've seen it. I can't watch that show.
And with that, OG, I will end this podcast as we end all podcasts here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.